And also people who put the patient And after people should put for patient Amy Valdez, first name is Amy, A-M-Y, Amy, last name is Valdez, E-S-N, because A-L-D-S and Dallas, E-S. Amy Valdez, date of birth, November 24, 1983, date of service, September 22, 2022, and this is Patham City, procedure colonoscopy, biopsy, procedure number to esophageal gastroenteroscopy with SNED polypectomy, cold biopsies, and dilatation of esophageal stricture. And also, with Dr. Patham City, reference position, Dr. Patham City, indication, dysphagia, period, lower abdominal pain, period, diarrhea, period, heartburn, period, epigastric pain, period, description available, video, conference, bulb nutrition, patient's other complications, period, terminal illness was intubated, conditions of tensors, and remarkable. New paragraph finding, at upper endoscopy, smooth distal esophageal stricture with a diameter of approximately 10 millimeters, this allowed easy passage of the, this barely allowed passage of the scope without resistance. Repeat that line. At upper endoscopy, a distal, a smooth, at upper endoscopy, a smooth distal esophageal stricture, which was, with barely enough lumen to allow passage of the scope was noted. This was dilated, using, a CRE balloon to 12 millimeters. Period, mucosal disruption was noted, indicative of successful dilatation. Period, few polyps numbering about 10, between 5 and 10 millimeters in the body, of, in the proximal body of the stomach. A few of these are removed with the cold snare technique. Period, slightly there's a Z-dash aligning. Period, biopsy opening esophageal short and below esophageal spread. Others are marked on the random absent body and anatomy of stomach check eruption. Random absent third portion to double check serial. Random absent proximal mid esophagus. Rule out is enough to look at the pathogenesis as the cause of patient's dysphagia. As a rule to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis as a concurrent cause of patient's dysphagia. Next number, at colonoscopy, small non-bintelum noted, small non-bintelum was noted, period, other than remarkable colonoscopy, including the visual exposure to terminalium, random bumps of terminalium check for celiac disease, and random bumps of the colon just check for microscopic colitis as a cause of patient's diarrhea. New paragraph impression, number one, distal esophageal stricture dilated to, repeat that line, impression, benign appearing distal esophageal stricture dilated to 12 millimeters, a period, gastric polyps, period, gastric polyps, comma, a few of these were removed for histopathology analysis, period, irregular Z-dash lining, period, others under marker colonoscopy. Next number, small non-bintelum nodes, period, others under marker colonoscopy, including the visualized portion of terminalium. Next paragraph, can review pathology, period, about one side, because next number, omeprazole 20 milligrams, quite before full next number, follow-up upper endoscopy after 2 to 3 months to reevaluate the stricture and further dilatation as needed. Next number, hyperbedect, fibrosupplementation, next number, follow-up office visit, 2 weeks in the dictation.